From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now, and things are moving very quickly in Ukraine. The country's new government says Russia has taken over all military facilities in Crimea, and Ukraine says it doesn't have the ability to fight back.
Meanwhile, talks continue in Washington, where Secretary of State John Kerry met today with the Prime Minister of Moldova.
There are challenges. I regret to say that Russia, in some of the challenges we're seeing right now in Ukraine, has put pressure on Moldova. There are challenges with respect to their energy sources and also their ability to trade.
Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary William Hague spoke today in Kiev. He said Russia will be punished if it doesn't back off.
There will have to be other consequences and other costs. And now I'm not going to set out today what all of those are. We will act in a united way with other nations in the world.
Well, joining us now to talk about all of this is Serhiy Plohy. He's a professor of Ukrainian history at Harvard University. Professor Plohy, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, what do you make of the rapid developments today and over the last few days?
For me, it is quite clear that the Russian military force is consolidating its grip over the Crimea, and there is little doubt that they're prepared to stay there maybe beyond March 30th, the day of the referendum that was basically promised last week, probably into the summer. Again, I wouldn't exclude if this is something that is planned as a permanent occupation of the peninsula.
Well, give us some of the historical context, because why would Russia be willing to do this and take the risk that they may now face economic sanctions at the very least from the West?
Well, I'm frankly surprised myself. This is, I believe, not what Russia planned in terms of the response that it would get from the West. The price is extremely high, the one that they probably will pay for that. Why they're doing that, there is a number of reasons, and the most immediate one has to do with the victory of the revolution of the protesters in Kyiv, formation of the new government in Kyiv that declared its desire to sign association agreement with European Union, and there is no doubt that Russian military action in the Crimea is directly related to that.
But why go to the extent of actually sending troops in? Is Russia really worried about its own security because of instability with the new government in Ukraine?
Well, if that would be the case, Russia would work with the existing government to stabilize the situation there. There can be a number of scenarios, but one of them can be that by occupying Crimea and threatening to occupy maybe other Ukrainian territories, the Russian political elite tries to stop Ukraine from getting better and closer ties, political, economic, and military ties with Europe and with NATO, despite the fact that NATO is not on the agenda and wasn't on the agenda until the last week. Now, it can be, Ukrainian membership in NATO can be on the agenda, so the situation is changing really very rapidly.
Professor, I'm sure that there are many Americans who didn't even know what Crimea was until the last week, and it's been all over the headlines now. But remind us why it is so important strategically, and give us a little sense of the history.
Well, if you take a look at the map, and at the map of the Black Sea in particular, you'll see that Crimean Peninsula sits in the middle, in the center of the Black Sea. So who controls the peninsula really has a very advantageous position in strategic terms in the entire Black Sea area. And a Russian military base was created there back in the 18th century. At that time, Crimea, through most of the 18th century, Crimea was part of the Ottoman Empire. After a number of Russo-Turkish wars, Crimea was declared to be independent. A few years later, it was annexed by Russia. And some of the observers suspect that that can be a scenario right now as well, because the Russian military are forcing the Ukrainian military to swear oath of allegiance to the people of the Crimea, suggesting that probably the immediate plans for annexation are not there, but it can be a repetition of the 18th century scenario.
Well, yeah, I just want to ask you in the few seconds we have left here, why you think that more people in Crimea are not fighting back against the Russians?
Well, in February last month, they had a poll there, and the majority of the population was for staying in Ukraine, but there is a significant portion, over 40%, who wouldn't mind becoming part of the Russian state. So the population generally is quite diverse. There are Russians, Ukrainians, Crimean Tatars.
Yeah.
And Crimean Tatars are especially against this this kind of military intervention. But the divisions are going not even often along ethnic lines.
Right.
More people wouldn't like to join Russia than it's the number of Ukrainians or Crimean Tatars.
Serhii Plohii, thank you so much.
You're really welcome.